minutes, 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Tower cleared.
And as Apollo 11 does its roll program, this podcast now does its roll program. The tape is rolling. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Thank you for taking time from your life to be here.
Today on the podcast, I have an exciting conversation with a woman by the name of Sage, or otherwise known as Zoe. And she sent me an email saying that the beings that she has been dealing with since 2017 wanted to talk to me. So I've had a couple of messages from beings, and they turned into three books. And I was quite familiar with the beings that Zoe was dealing with. And so I was very happy to do this interview. The key to the whole story is, it's called talking to an alien. But like everything else in the UFO world, once you actually figure out what's going on, it really has nothing to do with aliens. I had my first UFO sighting in 1975. And for 35 years, I chased around what I thought were aliens. And in 2012, I have a download experience that basically says, no, this has got to do with consciousness. And what it appeared from there was that the UFOs were just the circus to draw you into the tent. And once you're there, then they deliver the message. So the beings that Zoe is dealing with, you will hear, there's not much talking about aliens and planets. It's all about, what is the nature of reality? How does consciousness work? That's what we talk about. We almost never talk in this conversation about aliens. And that may be what this is all about. It's all about consciousness. It's all about reality. And it really doesn't have much to do with UFOs and aliens. So enjoy this conversation with Sage. We're going to do another one later on where she goes into what she calls the vortex, which I would call in my contact modality world, trans-channeling, where the being actually takes over and there'll be a direct contact between me and the beings. Today there's not much of that, but, I'm very familiar with the philosophy that the beings have done, because I did a couple of interviews that are on my YouTube channel with a woman by the name of Annette Williamson, who was a friend of Zoe, who also got contacted later on, and she did a lot of drawings of the concepts of dealing with consciousness, nature of reality. Enjoy this interview about aliens, but actually about the nature of reality and consciousness.
Flying saucer flew down to earth one day. Looked to left and right of it, couldn't stand the sight of it, and said, let's fly away. Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said, this planet is an awful menace, let's go back to where we came.
Hello?
There you go.
Oh, greeting, welcome. Hello.
Thank you. Should I call you Zoe or Sage?
Whatever connects with you. Most people call me Sage now, but it's okay. Fine. I'm okay with both.
And why the change in name? Is Sage a special connected to this story?
Yeah, so it's a spiritual name, the Sage, that was given to me by the beings from a spiritual teacher that gave me that name. It's been like a couple of years now. So it's to do with wisdom and sharing certain wisdom and energy to others.
Wow. Well, I appreciate your joining me here. I will call you Sage. And you wrote to me. I've known about you for a couple of years because I've talked to Williamson about this stuff and the beings. So you started this thing. So can you maybe take me back? First of all, why did the beings want to have this interview? Do they want a message out? Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, so it's time for messages to come out. And a couple of years ago, it wasn't time for me.
Okay.
So I had to do more teachings. I would go places and I would go and get teachings, like spiritual teachings. And basically, they waited for my ego to be balanced.
Okay.
For me to be able to share and go into the vortex that I go into now to get information and for information to share to humans. So that is what they're here for. And they've been here since 2017. However, they do visit other people, other humans. It's not just me.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit more about ego. What is their take on ego? Is ego a problem, or does ego have to be tamed, or how does ego fit into your being ready?
Yeah, so the energy of ego would come under fear, come under anything to do with not being sure. Yeah? So that's where the ego, conscious mind, subconscious mind will come in. The conscious mind is always there, always a knowing, always balanced, always of peace, always is. And then you have the other side, which is, oh, but this could happen. Oh, but what about this? Oh, what about people? Are they going to believe me? What is going on here? You know, I'm saying I'm seeing beings. They're going to bring the white cults out for me, you know, and that's the ego coming in. So for me to be able to have that balance and be able to really, this is my calling. And to share the message through pureness, through love, from coming from a peaceful freedom state. Yeah, I had to go and do more teachings. So I would literally travel to this place and get teachings, come back down, write them down, go back again. I mean, for these couple of years, I've literally transformed my energy and transformed my being to be able to, if someone says you are talking crap, you are talking nonsense, I can give them love and peace and say that's fine, you know, and not, so I don't have that ego no more where I'm here to be famous or I'm here because I want a lot of people to follow me. Yeah. Or because that's all gone, that had to be gone to bring the true message. You know, that had to be gone. And sometimes us as humans, we have to work on that. You know, some people go in and out and it's still there. For me to do something like this, which is very important, I wanted to do more teachings. So that's why I didn't come out straight away like Annette did, because I'm like, if I come out, I want to do it properly and I need to be pure.
Yeah.
And I need to be ready for that. This ain't no game thing. Well, for me, it was really, really special, serious, and they're coming for a reason. So I needed to be ready for that.
Okay. Now, I've gotten messages a couple of times from beings, and they usually turned into books and stuff like that. So I'm familiar with this process. So describe for me, because the beings that you're dealing with are not what most people would think of as aliens. Can you describe what they look like and this sort of thing? And who they are.
Yeah. So for me, at first, when I first saw them, they have a big head, little body, no eyes, no mouth, no nose, no ears. Yeah. So I called them aliens. because that's my conscious mind. That's all that I see. That's all that I'm going to know. I don't know. Beings came afterwards. So that's the first thing that came to me. These are beings here in my front room. There's always three of them together, but they say we.
Yeah.
So they're not separated, but I see them as free. And I was calling them beings at first. And straight away with my story, they say, draw us. And when you draw us, your fear is going to go and we're going to able to communicate. So I drew them straight away. And that's the drawing I always share.
Yeah.
I haven't drawn nothing more of them. I've kept that pure from that moment when I saw them, drew them. And the energy just shifted. Straight away, it just shifted. And then I was able to say, okay, what is going on here? Why are you here? Who are you? Da, da, da. And then that's when we started a dialogue. That's when we started to speak. For probably about a year and a half, they stayed quite away from me. So they would always be away when I would see them. Now they come quite close.
Okay.
Especially since I've been going into the vortex. They've been coming a bit more closer to me. So I'm seeing them a bit more visually, where before they were quite far away from me, but still in the room.
Okay, so they're pretty small beings. They're not like human size. They're little beings. And did they explain to you why there's three? Is there a significance to the three of them?
Yeah, so I asked them, why is it three, considering they say we.
Yeah.
And they said it's three because this goes back to when I was born. So I used to travel when I was young. I used to go somewhere. I used to end up in my bathroom. I used to end up with bruises on me. I knew that I used to travel. And then it got to a stage, this is before 10, that it got scary for me. And then at 11, I started having seizures. And even though when I had epileptic seizures, I would come back from my seizure and think, okay, I'm back here. I'm back on earth. Okay. So I've always been traveling. That's just part of my energy from very, very young. So they said to me, this is our contract. We've chosen this. You've chosen for it to come, for us to come. How we've come as free. However, they say that humans call us aliens. They call us ET. They call us greys. They call us, there's so many different names that humans have. But in our energy, we're just the oneness that's coming down in different forms. They don't communicate like us. So I see them in, when they speak to me visually. They speak to me through pictures and they speak to me through colors. Again, I've always been like that. So I'm high functioning autistic. So I have that trait anyway. So I can see how they would connect with someone like my energy, because I've always seen that. Even when I'm speaking to you, I don't see words. I see visions, I see pictures, and then I translate it into words. So that's what they said about that. So the beings coming was not just about 2017. It's from all before. They literally showed me a catalogue of my life from like birth, like in the belly, birth, all coming up all the way to my teens, to my 20s. That certain things happened. My awakening happened. I had a near-death experience where I was in intensive care, and they would get the priest and the vicar came to give me my last rites. I was going.
Yeah.
And I went into this place, which was like, you know, some people see like the bright light, or they see a field, or they see whatever. I saw, like, I felt like I was in a womb, and this womb was no color. So there was no white. I can say maybe black or dark only because there was no color, but it was neutral. It was the nothingness.
Yeah.
But the feeling was absolutely fantastic. And I didn't remember being a human. I didn't remember having kids. I didn't remember living this life. All I know in this essence, I was of peace and I was of pure love. It was like an essence of love. That's the only way I can portray it. And then an energy came in into this, like a womb. I would feel with it like a womb, and said, you're not staying here. we're just giving you a feeling of where you're going to come when you finish your purpose, because you're afraid of death. Now you need to go back, finish your purpose, do what you need to do. So part of my purpose is, and with the beings as well, is sharing death as well and understanding what death is. So, and this was at 25. So I've had all my, from 0 to 10, and then 10 to 20, and then 20 to 30, and then 30 to 40, I'm going to be 47 this year. I've had experiences, and they've said, we've been here. We've been here to get to this stage where you can see us now. You've grown to a stage where you're not going to be that scared. We're going to be able to use you, not in a negative way, but in a way where we can use your vessel for you to do what you need to do. And when that happens, I'm continuing on. So I'm quite clear about that. I'm quite happy about that. And at 25, when I had that near-death experience, so much things changed for me. I mean, I sorted everything out. So I sorted all my funeral out since then. So my funeral's paid for, everything's done. So I knew that that can be sorted out. I started to embrace death. So I had to read certain books. So I had to just find myself with this death situation. And then I had to speak to my children and say, you know, when it's time for us to go, we have to go. And when it's time for me to finish my purpose, I will be going. I don't know when that's going to be. So I need you to understand about death and understand that life is death. Death is life. And it was a slow process. It wasn't something that, yeah, one day, I came out of my near-death experience. Another thing the being said is that there's no such thing as near-death. So I'm saying it because we know that word and we connect with that word. But there's no such thing. We are death, you know. So there's no such thing as near-death. You can't be near it because you are it. So I learned that as well on my journeys with them. Different forms of finding ways to understand the love of death. When we understand the love of death and those fear energies can balance itself out, we can start to really connect with our superpower that we have inside of us. So these are the things that we want to, that they want to share, but it's a we. I did ask them because on this journey, especially when I was younger, I was really scared like to travel. And when I would come back and I would find myself in the bathroom and, you know, I always had bruises. I'd wake up with bruises on me. So I was like, well, what was that? What was that about? Because how I'm feeling you right now, you're of love and the energy is good, but I was scared back then. And they would always say it's part of an energy growth that we have as humans. So what it is that when we, it's like a portal that you go into spiritually. When you go into that portal, it's energy. But energy, yeah, is something that can have weight to it. Yeah, energy can have weight to it. So when I'm going through, I'm coming back and going through and coming back, this is how your physical body, because it's energy form, can come up as bruises. You know, they said, you know, we wasn't testing on you or anything like that. Oh, there's a lot that I can say. Like I've even gone through when I was younger where they worked on me wherever I went and they worked on my body to work on my energy chi. So they worked with my energy chi in my energy body. So I would come back and I'd feel like, has someone touched me? Why do I feel like? So I've had a lot of experience that a lot of people have as well. So on my journey of finding myself in this world, I felt so good when I could read other books and they could say, oh, that happened to me. I've had bruises, you know, I've been not frightened as well. And I'll be like, okay, so it's not just me. In my environment and where I live in London, there was no one going through this. I was alone and I couldn't speak to anyone. You know, I would see spirits. I took long to speak. This is where the autistic comes in. But I didn't want to speak because I had spirits to play with and spirits to communicate with in my mind. And to me, that world was fantastic because there was no, oh, you need to do this or getting told off or any judgments or, you know, an order of rules, which is within humans. I wasn't getting that in my mindset, in my illusion, if you want to call it that. So I stayed there quite long for my age, where some people start talking straight away and getting into that human world. I stayed there quite a while. And my mum and that would always say, wow, you know, you just would be in that corner playing, doing what you're doing with no one there. And then you would say, I'm talking to this person, or I'm talking to that person. They would try and just disregard it and not really pay any attention to it. So I've always been like this. They have told me I've come from their planet. So I understand that, and that makes sense to me, because when I could understand life in my family realm of like being like two and three, when I'm understanding other humans, I know that they're not really my family. So I could look around and say, okay, I'm going to have to get to know you, mum. I'm going to have to get to know you, dad. I'm going to have to get to know you, brother and sisters. It was very clear. So in 2017, when the beings came and was telling me all this, I was like, it wasn't a shock, like, oh my gosh, what are you saying? I can't connect with you. It was like, oh, that makes sense. Okay, I understand. If nobody else understands, that's fine. But once I'm getting someone here, and even though they look like they look like aliens, or they look like whoever, their energy now is another thing, because their energy, I feel like, I feel you, you know, I feel like I do belong to you. And it was only, I think, a couple of months ago that they said, you're ready for the vortex. You're ready this year. You're ready to come into the vortex. Now, me speaking to them, where I can bring them in a little while because they're here, that's a different communication. So this is normal. They will ask questions. You can ask questions. They will talk through me. Going into the vortex now is something different. I go into them. So I'm not here. You know, I could easily pass over and not come back because I'm not here. I don't hear no one. I don't hear this earthly realm. I'm in there. And then they speak and they say whatever they need to say. And when it's finished, I come back out. That's completely different. Now, the reason why there's a difference, because I asked them that, what's the difference with me just hearing you and me speaking out and going into the vortex? The training that I had this year was for me to get to the stage of going into the vortex, because the more that I grow, the more that I share, the more, because I don't know what they share. When they say it's ready for a message and I need to, I don't know where they're going with this. You know, I don't know what they're going to say. I don't know. There's no prepping or anything. And that the vortex allows me to be free for them to just say what they want to say. When it's like now, where I'm going to bring them in, I can still say, okay, you want me to say it like this? I'm talking to them still. You know, with the vortex, it's straight to their energy field. And I can do that now because I've been to their planet quite a few times now. And I had to get up 3:40 every single night for 25 days. But in their world, there's no days. But every single night, every single night, and I'll travel. And I don't go anywhere. I'll just wake up. And I was like, okay, I'm awake now. And then I close back my eyes. And then zoom, I'm like, I've gone. My spirit's gone somewhere. And at first, I couldn't identify where I was. All I know is that when I came back, I went somewhere, but I could never remember. And then slowly it got to a stage where I started to remember. There was the first thing that they done was worked on my brain. So they done some work on my brain because obviously in this lifetime, yeah, even though it's the illusion of the physical form, I have... I've had epilepsy, I've had dyslexia, I've got autism, all to do with the brain. So they've done some work on the brain for me to be able to balance the energy and connect with the oneness. And when they say oneness, they're not talking about just them. They're talking about oneness. They're talking about all of creation. They really don't just talk about humans. They talk about creatures. They talk about insects. They talk about under the sea. we're all the oneness. And the more that us as humans can get back to that oneness, the more we're able to connect with the within, which is our higher superpowers, they call it. Plus, the easier it is for us to be able to really connect with our purpose. We're visitors here. They say all the time, we are visitors. When humans say they're visitors, they laugh and they said, we're not the one that's visitors. You guys are visitors here. You know, you're here to experience and then your energy is going to continue on. Experience and then your energy is going to continue on. So, I've got quite a lot that I can share with my journey, much less when the beings come on board now. You know, I can go on, so I better stop.
Why 3:40 in the morning? Is there a particular reason for that particular time when you?
That was a them thing. So I did ask them why 3:30, and they said, in the planet that we live in, the earthly planet, yeah, there's different vibrations and different energies towards the day, afternoon, night, early in the morning. So, and this is with anyone, they said, between 3 and 4 in the morning, that's the heightened time of our energy for us to do anything, meditate, for us to connect with our spirit self, for us to ask any questions. That's the peak energy field for this human earthly realm that we live in. That's all that they said about that.
Is it an astral thing, or does your body actually go to their planet? And maybe you can explain this idea about physical versus astral. I mean, what are we dealing with here?
Yeah. So my ones, what I've been doing is astral. So my body's here, and I know that my body's here because I'm doing it. I'm here doing it at 3:40, and my husband's next to me. So my body's here. I've spoken to my husband about it to see what happens around that time. He said, you're literally just still. So you're not in an epileptic state or anything like that. You're just still. Yeah, but you're awake. Yeah, so my eyes are open, I'm awake, but I'm still. So my eyes are open, but I've gone. So I'm not concentrating in that way to have a conversation with him, but I've gone. And he knows to leave me. He's okay. He's not scared or anything like that. We've spoken about it. Even though he doesn't have those experiences, he respects my contract and what I'm experiencing. And even with the beings, even though he doesn't see them, we have two cats here, and Star, one of our cats, every time they're here, he would just run around them and run around them and run around them. So now my husband would say, okay, the beings are here, aren't they? Because I can see Star. And he just says that now, you know, and we just have a little laugh about it. But it is for me, it's surreal, but I know I'm not the only one. And I think that's what's keeping me like, wow, you know, I'm happy to do this. And I can see how this could be my contract, because I am not the only one. You know, I'm not here the only human talking like this. There's so many other people that's experienced these things. There's so many other people that comes with messages and stuff. The thing with the beings is that they've been here for quite a while. So I've asked that as well, because sometimes they go, and like anyone that's had these experiences, they might have it for a while and then they might go and they might not come back and stuff. So I've said, so far, why is it that you're still here? And they've said, because you've had more teachings that you've needed to do to get to where you are now. I mean, they've given me light codes. So I speak a language now, and they want me to share that. You know, so I'm like, okay, you know, so I have light codes that they've given me. I speak a language. Now, when I go into that language, it's a different energy altogether. They want to share that, because what that language does is help those humans to connect to your inner home. Like what they say a lot is, we are taught to go without, look without. So we're taught to get all our information from outside of us. You know, if we get sick, we're going to a doctor. if we, when we was born, we're looking out for our parents or guardian. You know, we're going out, out, out. So we have to do the reverse and change our mindset and start to go within. And these light codes that they've brought to us, it comes in symbols and it comes in sounds. And when you say the sounds, it's like a little wave of energy of like a song and like a dance, and it goes into your spirit. And I'm saying this, and it's not just me. So I've started the activations already. I've done about 10 people so far, and everyone has come back with their own unique story of how it's connected to their own inner self. And it's to really open up your contract for you to remember. You know, they're not trying to say, come over here, this is what we're trying to say and we're right. They want us to go within and do our contract, because that's not what we're doing. We're just listening to other people here on earth and just doing what we're doing. We're not listening. We're here for a reason. We're visitors. And I think that's what they want us to just open up a bit more, you know, open up a bit more. When they talk about dimensions, and even when I went to visit them, they said, you didn't go nowhere, really. It's everywhere. Everything's here. It's just that humans don't have that intellect, that first eye to open up, to know that if you touch here, this is another dimension, just here. You don't need to go anywhere. There's nowhere to go. Everything's here. Everything's within. But you can have an experience like you want to go. They took me to a little holiday after I'd done all my going to their planet and traveling every night for like 25 days. And I felt like I was on holiday for 6 weeks, and I went into this energy experience, felt like it was holiday, came back out, and I went there about 4 a.m. in the morning. So I looked at the time, and when I came back, it was like 20 minutes, 4:20. And I'm like, I feel like I've been away for 6 weeks. Oh. Like, literally, you know, when you come back from holiday and you get jet lagged and you feel like, oh, that was such a nice holiday. That's how I felt. And it was like only 20 minutes. And so things like that, they do a lot. And, you know, they've got a lot of gratitude and of us opening up and being aware. And the people that I've contacted to start bringing out this message, you was the only one where they wanted to speak to you straight. They said, he will get it. Speak to him straight. Some of them, they haven't. I've done my emailing first, and they might have a little sentence that they might say, or they might say thank you or something. You was the only one that they done, no, full blown. We're going to him first. You're coming afterwards just to say that you've been used as a vessel, but they wanted to come straight to you. So I don't know what that's about as yet. But I'm sure we will find out.
That's interesting. You mentioned light language. Is it light language that you speak? And do you do the writing? Do you do like the automatic writing? Or you mentioned symbols. Can you explain the language and the symbols? Because there's a lot of people now who are doing this light language, which is like an emotional, it's not just words, it has emotions with it and stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so it's light codes. This is from them. So this ain't even mine.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing to do with me. This is theirs. I'm just, you know, sharing it out. And it's light codes. And how they programmed me to be able to share it was in steps. So it's symbols and it's sounds. And then they've put it in like alphabet so you can write. So you can write whatever you want to write with these symbols, or you can write what you want to write with the sounds. And they've opened it up into, I can show you actually, if we've got time, I'll show you. I've just got it on my phone, so I can show you what it looks like. So you might recognize the symbols, you might recognize the sounds. I didn't recognize them. Like lo ayi means we.
Okay.
So they say that a lot. Lo vomo. So I didn't really recognize those language, but when I do them and how it feels, or when others are using them and the information I'm getting back, from them, it's literally for you to open up your contract. So every individual is going to have their own connection with it. I can't tell you, you should be feeling like this or you should be feeling like that. And I can't go looking for everyone to do this. They will come. So I might just have a conversation with someone and it might come up and they're like, oh my gosh, I believe in that. I want to do A, B, and C. And then I'll say, okay, you can do the activation. And they do the activation. So when it's there, they come and they speak to the person. And sometimes they give the person messages about their contract or it could be about them. They're always clear to say they're not clairvoyants. They're not here to tell you if you're getting married or if you're going to have children or anything like that, because that is something that's part of your experience. If it's going to be for them, it's about things that we're missing, things that we're not embracing, things that we're not seeing because we're not opening up the first eye enough. So we're literally like robots, you know, just doing the things that we're doing and being, you know, having a leader and just following. So they want us to be able to go within more. And yes, when you go within and you're doing your purpose, yes, people's going to look at you and think, wow, what are you doing? Who are you, sort of thing? Because everyone's in that robot form, you know, so that's the collective, you know. So, yeah.
Wow. I guess I can ask them the question of what's the ultimate, what's the number one message, but you mentioned before this idea about having the bruising. A lot of people will come to me, experiencers who are having these experiences that they don't really know what's going on or whatever, and they'll have triangles and stuff on their wrists when they wake up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Is that the same sort of thing, or is that like a message to get you to understand that this is not a dream, this is something real?
Yeah. So for my ones, I didn't really get triangles. I've got a lot of circles.
Okay.
I've got a lot of circles, and it would be circles that would turn into a bruise.
Okay.
So it would be there for quite a while. And for many, many, many years, especially when I got older, I would like change my mattresses thinking, oh, I've got bad mattresses. It's making me have bruises because I wasn't understanding what was going on. And what the beings would say about that, because again, you know, it's not just me going through this. Everyone's going to have their own unique experiences with connecting with other energies, other planets. Yeah. They're here to do that. This is part of their contract. We've chosen to do this. You know, we've chosen to come here and say, okay, we're going to be the ones that's going to go and travel and go and experience these things and blah, whatever the case may be. So some of them, it's because they want you to know that we've been here. It's okay. Some of it is my situation. We're going through the energy has weight. So when I'm coming out of the energy, it can cause my physical to be, because what they're saying here now, so they want to speak. So I'm going to let them speak because I'm doing the speaking. They want us to really understand what they're saying when it comes to going into a portal, going into the next dimension. They want us to understand that it's not like a human way of, oh, yes, you went traveling. Yeah, we would call it that, humans. And we would say, yes, that person went astral traveling and stuff. That's fine. But what they want us to understand, it's not like that. You don't go traveling. So, okay, I'm asking them now. We understand this. So why is it that we will get the actual bruises on our physical if our body is going? Now, what they're saying is that we're like clones. Yeah. So our body has gone, even though someone could say, no, they were here. I saw them here, because it's like a clone's form that's been conducted. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is that when we can actually physically, put stuff on you while you're there in whatever dimension you're in to get any messages that you need to get or experience anything, and we can also do it while you're here. So you can be sleeping, we can come and visit you, and we can, you know, put stuff on your body, sometimes we're healing you. So we're putting stuff on your body because you need healing, because you still got work to do. And we don't want humans to go through certain experiences with regards to illnesses and stuff like that. So we will come and we'll just heal your body and we'll put stuff on you, your physical, to be able to heal you so you can continue on and do what you need to do. Some of the times they're saying is that we will heal you and you don't even know. And you would just go to doctors and they would say, oh, this has disappeared. This is gone now. This ain't here no more. And it's because we've already gone and we've done that already. So there's different aspects to everyone's experiences with this earthly realm. However, the collective and the oneness still remains the one energy. It's like a spider web. So it's all got its own little place, pockets, but within that, it's the string, it's the alignment with the oneness.
Can you ask them to explain, for I understand the oneness concept. A lot of people don't, they're still into separation, me versus you, that versus this, out there, here, all that kind of stuff. Can you get them to explain the importance of the principle of oneness in terms of living the life here?
Okay. Again, I'm going to explain to you with regards to the different clones, because all this is an illusion. So us speaking to you now, you speaking to Sage, Sage speaking to you is an illusion. So it's not real. So you feel like things are real, but it's not real. It's a story. It's like acting. It's an experience for us to be able to experience this physical form. So this physical form is a makeup. Within this physical form is that energy of the oneness that makes us all one inside the physical form. Outside the physical form, because it seems like we're different, you have fossils, you have stones, you have trees, you have humans, you have animals, you have creatures, you know, and it's, they seem like that we're all different because we have the conscious mind and the subconscious. And it's that conscious mind that allows us to have that freedom to feel different, even though we're all one. So the answer to your question is very simple. We are all one within. And it's that within that brings out and it expresses the superpowers that we have inside of us. Every human has a superpower. Now, you have people that are nonverbal. You have humans that can't see and they're in a wheelchair and they can't walk. They still have the energy. They have the superpowers. Now, because humans feel like they're abnormal or they can't do this or they can't see, so that means they're not able to do A, B, and C, it stops their superpower from growing. The best humans for you to get any information from when it comes to us as our planets and who we are as energies and aliens and whoever you want to call us, yeah, is to connect with nonverbal, because nonverbal humans connect with different senses, and it's the different senses that they connect with that can tell us different powers, and that can show us different powers. They're not able to express themselves in that way because humans shut them down because they think, oh, they can't do, and they can't do this and they can't do that. So again, when you look into the mirror and you look in yourself, we are the oneness. When you're seeing that person that's in another country and they don't have no food and they're trying to connect with just trying to get clothing and just trying to get water, which is their contract, That's what they're experiencing. It's their contract. That is you. That is we. When you get that person that's living in the streets and they've got nowhere to live, that's you and that's me. The physical may not look like it's you, but inside, once you understand about energy, you would know that's me in there. That person that's on drugs and taking drugs, that's you and that's me. And the yin and the yang. So the person that's raped that person. Sexual abuse that we say, oh my gosh, no, we don't go there. That can't be us. I don't want to connect with that energy. That energy is you and that energy is me because it's an experience. You humans are here just for experience that you've chosen for. After the experience, you're going to continue on. That is why you're here. You are visitors. You are visitors. You're not meant to be staying here forever. There's no ever. You know, there's no ever. It's just pure energy. The energy does not end. There's no high where there's an ending. There's no low where there's an ending. It's forever. Just continue on, continue on, continue on, continuing energy. And it changes form. And that energy, which is the oneness, which some humans call that God, some humans call it universe, it's that oneness which creates its experience. That's why we're the oneness, because it's that oneness that wants to create all these experiences.
I'm assuming that everybody's on a life contract, on a soul contract. Is part of my soul contract to talk to the beings today? And if so, what can I do to fulfill my contract?
Okay. Today is not the day to connect with us, because I want us to be able to connect with you where Sage is in the vortex, because we need to share different things, and to share it, Sage needs to be in the vortex for that information to be more advanced. If we say those words, you guys will get it. Advance. With regards to your connection with us, there's more to you that you're not sharing yourself. So by us connecting, even though we're sharing for all humans, there's going to be something that you're going to connect with that's going to open up, and it's going to open you up with regards to your contract and what you need to do. So we're here to open you up and for you to be able to identify certain aspects of your contract for you to be able to be free. So be free as a butterfly and to be able to fly within your purpose, with regards to your purpose. So you're doing aspects of your purpose already. There's something there that's at the back of your mind that you should be doing. Open up to that. Open up your third eye to that. If we're saying you know what it is already, but if you don't know, it's going to come to you very soon. It's at this right at the back. It's something that's niggling you, and it's there. And with our connection and our going into the vortex and bringing out more things for you guys, the humans, but for you, Grant, it's going to open you up for you to start flying like a butterfly.
Will I know when that time is has arrived?
Yeah. Yeah. It's I've come away now. But you would know there's something at the back of your mind, and I'm laughing because it's going to be like, oh my gosh, is that what it is? I get that. When they speak about, they usually, I know it's going to come for you because this is what they do. They do little things to certain people, not for everyone, but certain people they want to work with. They give them a little something for you to say, oh, okay, yeah, that was right. Okay, yeah, I get it now. Just to connect to them, you know, not to say that you don't believe or anything like that, because they don't do things like that to any and everyone. They've done it to Annette, for Annette to be able to say, okay, I'm here, you know, I know that you're here. This ain't about Zoe, I don't, you know, or Sage. I don't need Sage to tell me they're here and I need to listen. I get that myself. They don't do that with everyone, you know. So I know there's something with you that you need to be doing, and it will come out. And it's going to be great. It's going to be really good. It's going to be fantastic. But you need to be ready for it and ready to release. They're showing a butterfly, you know, and the butterfly has a lot of colors and stuff. So it's bright. It's good. It's a nice energy. So we'll wait for that to come.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm into new adventures and to understanding, because if you understand, as I always say, when you come into the world, if you understand that it's a contract, you don't have to worry about what everybody else is doing. All I have to do is realize, what am I here to do, and am I doing it? That's all you got to worry about. And because my understanding is that when you leave, you just get asked how to work out, because you set the contract and you are the one, and you can't blame your mother-in-law or the dog or somebody else for what didn't happen.
Exactly.
A lot of people will wonder about, because a lot of people get the impression of planets. You mentioned the beings coming from a planet. Can you explain for people who are going to have this objection, is there planets out there? Is it just one thing? It's all here. It's all one. It's all illusion. There's no out there, out there. There's no time and space. Can you explain to people who will want to know, did they come on spaceships? What's their planet like? That sort of thing, in terms of understanding who these beings are.
Yeah. With these beings, it's like energy fields, different energy fields. A lot of other energies, when they come to connect with us and they come and connect with us humans, they have to speak like us. If not, we're not going to understand. So with the beings, they spoke first through however they connected with me. And then they were like, okay, you're ready to get the language now. Yeah. So they don't speak like us. There's not words. And even when humans came down, they're saying, when humans came to Earth and there was other creatures before us. So there was other creatures before us. And when humans came, they developed and they developed. And then the language came afterwards. So we are so caught up on our language, we've forgotten other senses. We've forgotten sound. We've forgotten, you know, humming and music and touching stuff to connect with others. That's gone from us. But it's that energy that really heightens our communication. And communication, I mean communication to our contract. Yeah. So what they're saying is that there's no such thing as planets. We can give you names if you want, you know, and we can play that game and give you names, but the beings ain't for that. The beings are very simple. They, you know, if anything, humans might say, oh, I want to know that the planet names, and they can create that for you and give you that illusion and give you that story if they want. But it's very simple. It's just all energy. And within each energy, it's like they're saying to us now, that when we look up into the sky, we might see a moon, we might see the sun, we might see those elements, but it's not, our eyes are showing us what we think we're seeing. That's all it is. It's a game. It's, we think we're seeing the moon like we're seeing it. We think we're seeing the sun like we're seeing it. It's not like that. It's pure energy. There's not even no color. We're seeing color because of our mindset, our brain, how it's functioning, and what we've chosen to experience here. That's why some people come and they're blind and they don't see, but they're seeing color still. They see shapes and they see their own language, you know. And again, if us as human can connect to those sort of humans and get different, connect with their different senses, we will really start to experience different things here on Earth. We're disregarding certain humans because we think they can't do, because, oh, they can't speak like us. Oh, they're not intelligent like us, you know. So all these things causes an effect on this oneness of energy. Yeah, it causes an effect on this oneness of energy. I really wanted to ask them one time with regards to the elements and why sometimes, for instance, fire, air, water, all of it, sun, all of the elements that we have, they can be very nice and smooth, but then it can kill. You know, it can be really vicious. The energy can be very vicious and it can kill. What is that about? And I really wanted to know that. And they said it very quickly, very clear. They're saying it now. It's the same words that they're using that they used for me when I asked them, is that it's all to do with energy. If humans, and not even humans, creatures, animals, behave in a certain way, it's going to cause an effect. Yeah, it's like a cause and effect. It's a cycle. So if people are doing the certain things, or they're doing things to the planet, or, you know, the energy field's changing, and it's going to cause an effect on the element. If you're giving the element love and you're giving it pawness and it's changing, that's what you're going to receive. Yeah. So that is what you're going to receive. So where you get those countries and they've had a flood and thousands of people have died, and you think, oh my gosh, what is going on here? What's happening to the planet? It's because of energy field. It's like the butterfly effect, the energy field. So whatever we are giving in that particular moment is going to cause that experience. What they want us to really know, though, is remember, this is all an illusion. It's not real. It's a story that we're creating. So when people say, oh no, humans are going to go and we're not going to have no humans left and the world's going to end, we don't have the power for that. We don't, no human on here has that. They don't even have the intellect. We have not given you guys the intellect to even try and end this world, because we are one, and you can't do that. You know, it's not about that. Energy is something that is pure. It's forever going. It's forever going. So it can't be done. So I've asked them, okay, so what about things that get extinct then? You know, like the dinosaurs and stuff. What, you know, if things can't get extinct or things can't go. And they said, no, it's not that things can't get extinct. There's a time for every story to be able to change form. So the dinosaurs or anything that seems extinct, it's not extinct. They've just changed energy and they're experiencing something else. So that energy of those dinosaurs, for an example, can come into human form now, or can come as an ant, or can come as an experience of rain, or can come as experience of, you know, we have to be more open, they're saying. We need to open our mind more. And the more that we open our conscious mind, the more we're able to really do our contract and not be afraid of it. Not be afraid to, you know, do whatever we need to do and do it. Have fun. You know, they always say for us to have fun.
Beautiful. You started your open experience with them in 2017. Are there more beings interacting with the Earth now than there was, say, 100 years ago? And is there a reason why people are being contacted at this particular time?
Sorry, they're smiling again. No. All the energies that has opened up is because humans are ready. There's no percentage. There's no more or less. It's because humans are being more open so they can more experience this. So there's no more or less. So through time, it's always been here. Through time, this has always happened. Through time, there hasn't been a time where a situation's come where aliens has come down, and now that aliens are here, they weren't here before, so they're here for the first time. There's no first time. Everything is a cycle that just connects and then connects again and then connects again and just keeps on going. Keeps on going. So there's no, they're coming here more now than before. They've always been here. They've always been here. It's just that some humans have kept it to themselves. Humans are more open now, where they're able to connect more and speak about these sort of things more, where thousands and thousands of years ago, it was short-lived. So they might speak it out and then transition on. Because, you know, they might get killed or, you know, something could happen where they're transitioning on quite quickly with their sharing. That's not happening now. But percentage-wise, there's no more than, you know, than not. It's just a continuation of just happening. And it just happens and it shows itself how it does.
They mentioned it's all illusion. Can you talk about how would they define God, the beginning of the universe? Is there a beginning or an end of the universe, or those kind of concepts?
There's no end and there's no beginning. Humans like to look at the Earth and call it, you know, flat. Or call it a circle, that's fine. However, energy has no concept. Energy has no flat, has no round, has no square, has nothing to it. So there's going to be no form of roundness or flatness. However, it seems that way. It seems that way. This is where illusion comes in. So again, for humans to understand real illusion is being able to know when something's okay, this is here, I can feel it, and I can feel it, and I know it's a chair and it's there. However, that chair has energy. So within the energy, there's that illusion of just the nothingness, and that's with everything with life. Every single thing is the nothingness. Please remember that right now, we're not really here. We're not even really here right now. That's how much we are in the illusion. We're not really here right now. We're playing out a story in a physical form. That's all that we're doing, but we're not really here.
And the concept of God, is there somebody running the illusion, or is it always being? Can you explain that to me?
So the God that you guys think is a he or she, or, you know, it's a thing or whatever, we're going to say it again. We're making it very simple. It's the energy of all things. Now, what it is the energy of all things that has chosen to experience. So we are God because God has chosen to experience us. God has chosen to experience us as humans. God has chosen to experience the trees and everything else just the energy of all things. That so-called word God, we don't have the word God. We don't use those words in that way. There's a lot of language that was man-made to create something of existence. Is like to be able to feel something, to feel God, and to be in a religion, it allows humans to feel something, but it's not needed because we are here, but not here really anyway. So we're here to just experience what we need to experience. And it's of that God energy that is of the everything. So that God energy is of the everything. And yes, that God energy is still of the yin and the yang. So things that humans think is really disgusting and, you know, killing people, that's you know, the most horrible thing going. You humans kill ants. You humans kill flies. You know, humans kill all the time. So it's not about the killing aspect of it. It's about experiences, just experience. So this God that you call God is the energy of all of our experiences. The so-called good and bad, how you guys have separated it of the good and bad, that is God. That is God. There's no separation. You know, this devil that some religions think there's a devil or demons, that is God. It's the human mind that has separated it. So we need humans to come back together to bring the oneness. Again, this is why we're here, humans. This is why we're here.
Is part of the being's job to help? Is that part of all our contracts to make the world a better place? Is that what we're supposed to do? Because most humans will be into gathering toys and, you know, things like that. What is the ultimate purpose of our contract?
Is to understand your contract. So that's the ultimate purpose. Everyone's going to have their own contract. So they're not here to say love and peace, everyone. And this is what we're showing. But no, they're not here for that. They're here for us human to connect with our superpower, where we can really identify our contract. And our contract's going to be the, it's like a they're showing me like a map now. So you have a map, and the map has all different contracts through everyone, but within that map is the oneness. And within that oneness, there's different maps that showing everyone's contract that they're here to do. Some people are here and they're like, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. You know, and then you get some humans that are here and they're so scared, they just don't want to leave. They're just scared to die. So they're just like, I just want to stay here, you know, and I don't want to die. I don't want to get ill. I don't want to experience illness. I don't want to experience getting killed. And that's their conscious mind, you know. So what they're saying is that that doesn't mean that's not their contract. That doesn't mean that, because everyone's contract is going to be different. Some people's contract is just to have children, nothing more, nothing more, literally just to bear children. So you might think, wow, they've got so many children. Why are they just bearing children like that? Why are they doing this? Don't they know that they need to, you know, provide for them? Don't they know that they need to make sure that they've got a roof over their head? And it's a lot of money to bring so much children into the world. However, that would be their purpose. Nothing more, just to bear children. Yeah. And then you get some humans that are here to just live out on the street and be homeless. And that's part of their purpose. And they wanted to experience that, because in our energy as the beings is that there's no right or wrong. There's no such thing as this is right over here, but this is wrong. It's only our conscious mind that separates that for us to identify that's wrong. And they keep on saying this. They're going back to death all the time and saying, you guys are saying that it's wrong to kill and you put people in prisons and stuff. And that's fine. That's you, that story. But then you would go to different countries and have war, and you're having war with different countries, killing other humans and other children, and then celebrating and saying, wow, we've done this because of our country. It's not your country. We are visitors here. No one's country, it's everyone's country. All these countries that we're experiencing here on Earth is everyone's country. It's not mine. it's not theirs. It's not, you know, and us going out to war and then celebrating because we've killed for our country, which in reality, it's not no one's country. It's the energy's country. So it's ours. So all you've done is killed your own countries. So, wow, yeah. I forgot to tell you, Grant, that I'm going live at 8:15.
Okay. So yeah, let me just ask a couple of questions and then we'll maybe do it again. Were you open to do it again?
Yeah, I think next time it would be nice to do the vortex because that's what they really want.
Okay. Okay.
And see where they go with that and what they want to share with that.
So just give me a time down the road when we want to do this, and I'm honored to participate. Maybe the last question is kind of a weird one that I remember Annette talking about, and that is this thing about drinking rainwater. Can you talk about that a little bit?
They said you was going to bring this up, actually. I don't know why. So the rainwater is, oh my gosh, rainwater is the most powerful water to drink. It's elements, yeah? It's coming from the energy, yeah? Where we say, humans say it's coming from sky, it's coming from the energy, yeah? And I've even asked them, oh, but what about the planes and the toxins from the planes and stuff in the sky with the rain coming down, is it going to cause an effect? And they say no. Things like elements and stuff, things ain't going to get damaged just like that. Yeah, that's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is, even if you don't drink the rainwater, but use it for your skin, use it for your hair, use it to some people like rituals and blessing things. You can use it for that. Use it for meditating on. Use it to connect with other elements, because the elements, again, is not being used properly. They want to bring in Kemet and Egyptian. A lot of people are still thinking, how did they build those massive pyramids? You know, where were they going with that mindset? And it's because they use the elements. They use the stars. They use the energy. Yeah, they were open. They were so open with their superpower that they were able to get information. Again, they're saying Sage, with Sage getting the information with the light codes, it's a bit like that. They were getting information down from energies to be able to build these massive, massive pyramids. But it's the elements that they used. Elements have power. Elements have power, and humans ain't using it more.
I want you to thank the beings for communicating and touching base with me. I see it sort of like the things like this. In the United States, you'd call it the Super Bowl, but it's like the World Cup soccer game where, you know, you get to play in this magnificent game. I mean, who else could get to actually interact with, you know, higher people who have answers that I'm looking for? So thank them very much for this, and let's do it again. I'm very excited where this is going, and I appreciate your reaching out on their behalf. And we're going to do the vortex next time. I'm very excited. That'll be extremely interesting.
Yeah, that's deeper. That's, you know, I won't be cutting out. It would just be literally straight there, and it's a different energy. So, you know, I've been told I go into a different tone as well. So it's just a different energy that I get, like, sunk into their energy for that moment to just have more of an access to them. Because at the moment, when they speak, obviously, it's a process all that time when they're coming, because they're coming through visions, they're coming through shapes, and colors, and then it transforms slowly into words and comes down, and then I speak it. When I'm in the vortex, it's like just straight straight to the point. And so, yeah, so thank you very much. Thank you for your time. And thank you for, I feel like I want to say thank you for 2017. I feel like there was an opportunity for me to come to you from before, but it just wasn't time yet. And I really wanted more teachings to be able to, you know, fill up the energy for the flow, to be able to just be how it needs to be without that ego saying, oh, what about this? And what are people saying? You know, I'm really happy for any energies. If they say you're talking crap, if they say you're talking, you know, and I'm happy for that. And I love that, you know, I'm ready for that, you know, because it's just about even them saying those words, they're connecting. Just quickly, they want to say is with regards to language and frequencies. So it's okay if other humans ain't on your frequency and ain't communicating with you. Doesn't mean we're not the oneness. Yeah. And the more that we're okay with that, when someone says, no, I see it like this. And you're like, well, no, can't you see? This is what it is. And they're like, no, that's because you're not on the same frequency. And this is where they're linking it to like dimensions as well. So at that moment, they're in a different dimension through communication and through language. They're in a literally different dimension. They're like, nope, this is how I see it. This is what it is. This, and there's no budging. And that's okay. Just send them love and say, okay, you're on a different dimension right now. That's fine. We're on different frequency. I still love you. And it's okay. Where energies can come when we can get frustrated or we can be angry and we can be like, but I want you to listen. We're not here for other people to want to listen. We're here to do our contract. There's a difference. So that's the last thing they wanted to share.
That's a wonderful message to end on, because that would basically solve all the problems that we experience in the world. And so that is a key message to end on. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much.
Namaste.
Yeah, thank you. Take care. Bye.
That's this week's episode of the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Grant Cameron, hoping that you will join me for upcoming episodes. Links to my YouTube interviews, books, and my Facebook sites are in the show notes. If you love the podcast or learn something valuable, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, or give a review on today's episode. If you would like a certain paranormal subject dealt with in the future, please let us know. Until next time, watch this space. And thank you so much for listening.